He doesn't mind. But the average person abhors to eat it that way. Some mele, there is an isa, but that's not the ikar isa. Some mele, there is no malkes. It's lafsh becholos. Of course, Mashin Kobov couldn't get malkes for another reason also, because even if it had been the ikar isa, it's lafsh in gemaise. But as far as eichon b'yodayim is always, so it's because of lafsh becholos. So we have many, many such cases, many, many such examples, where the ikar alav is one thing, and another isar is nichlal. So then there is malkes for the ikar alav, and the secondary isar, not the ikar alav, that is included in the lav, so it's lav shebecholos, there is no malkes. So here too. The Rambam, you see, we saw istire. On one hand, the Rambam says that the lav and malkes applies only to physical contact. Right? But let's say remise, kvitze, winking with eye, and all kinds of vulgar, you know, erotic acts that do not involve physical contact. So there is no malkes. And then in the short sefer mitzvahs, he mentions in remise ukvitze. The answer is the ikalav of a isha b'nias tumoso. Luis sikraf legalis avos oler b'chayeo has reference to chibur b'nishuk, to physical contact. Erotic physical contact. But it's nichlal and iser against any erotic experience. Association. But there is no malkes, there is only makes malos. So when the Ran says that the reason is why by Shish, Tamil from Farumo, or even Tisaper, even Machere, I get there. The Rachtaiva. So, is Yoiv or Yaveir without recourse to Takones? The Takone, that's only a Libre Mandoma of New Yoiv. So, is because Abizrai Darayes, because it's Nichlal. In the love, Valisha Bindas to Moso, Loisikraf Legalis Avoso, Leo Bechayel. Legalis Avoso, Leo Bechayel. And some melee, it's all Sabizrai Darai. So it's not, there is no steer in the Ramsa. But there still seems to be steer. In other words, yes, it seems that the Rambam is made it to the Ram. That there is an Isael Nichlal against the Mizil Kvitze. But the Ran says, even Tamil Lefana Varumo, or even Tisapa Rimei, Machir Agedel, Lishmea Kelo, and not after the singing voice, even the talking voice, as long as it is Derech Taire. So even Tisapa Rimei, Machir Agedel, so comes within the Isael. And that love deals dafke with nido, not ishishish. Ishishish is in a growth nido, but the love spells out nido. Belisha bindas to moso lo isikraf legalis alvoso alav bechayel. So then it should follow that according to the Ram, and we say that the Rambam Shite is not contrary to the Ram. But only that there is no malchus, but it's nichlal in the love that bal bish nido is osel is takil der chibo bishde while she is a nido. And the Rambam says in Ilchas Isuri Bia just the reverse. In Perik Chof Aleph Milchas Yisuri Bie Haloche Dalet Umuta Liodom Lehabit Biishtei Kishei Nido Viafal Pishi Yelvo Viafal Pishi Yeshli Anu Asleid Mimeno Birio Hoil Vihi Muteres Li Lachazman Einei Bobo Zel Yidvar Mikhsheo Avol Yisrek Vlidir Yokel Reishimo Shemu Yarg Laveo. So Yistachlus is muta. And then, not so. So what do we have to say? That the Rambam holds that histakus doesn't come within the love of Velishim Nestumos Lysical Gavis of Vosbuchayel, not even within the secondary love. Primary love, the Hobgeret, because that only applies to physical contact. But even the secondary Isa, for which there is no Malkus, just an Isa Grede, so doesn't come either. But the Rambam, the Shosif HaMitzvahs, mentions Rimizu Kvitze, Shall we carry the rayas with Borim and Vin, the Gileabo, King Hibu Vinishiko Mizu Kvitze, and the Rambam Pilchof Halef Milchisuri Bialoch Abeis, mentions Histaklus together with Rimizu Kvitze. In other words, that it's also apparently is the same level. The also leodom likris viodof of the raglof in the omis bain of lachas narayas and israkim or local reish, va filo riach psomim shalel or la habit biof yosa. He mentions that kol bechode machte. And inasmuch as Remizel Kritze, the Rambam, the Shosif HaMitzvahs, includes in the love of Lissikavu as the secondary Yisar, so mele it follows that l'habit biyofyo also comes within that love. So how does the Rambam say? That muta liodom l'habit biyishte kishi nido v'yafal pishi yervo v'yafal pishi yeishle hanu aslevi meno b'riyo hoil v'muteres li lachazman eni bobo zelit v'amichshu. So it's a spirit. I think that there is an answer. It's a chidesh, but we have to say it in the Rambam. In other words, I mentioned before the vacation, the obvious the Rav Nosson says, "Eizeus yoksho osis otero lidvoreo, shenema velisho binidas tumoso, loisikhaf ligalis avoso oleo bechayo." So, the Ramban in Sifra Mitzvah says, that's the mokel of the Rambam, but he says that's only an asmach. But the obvious Rav Nosson spells it out that the Isa de Reise of Elisha Bnes the Mosul is Sikha Vigali Savos or Lelbechayeo is mit the Reise itself as his yog against Gilea. In other words, his own yog. So this is an example. Usually, Siog is only the Rabbanon. The Reis is not Siog. But there are certain derises which are midereise as a Siog. That's one of them. The others too. But that's one of them. So the Yiseh of Kirv Boso or any other kiruv, remise u kvitze ba rayes, is not osa per se, but it's also because psychologically, this kind of erotic experience is conducive to Gilead. That's how Gilead what takes place. It doesn't take place just out of the blue sky. It's a process. So it's also because it's conducive to Gilead. So apparently, by Baal Bishti Nido, so it's not conducive to Gilead. By another woman, an Ishishish, it's conducive to Gilead. But by Baal Bishti Nido, it's not conducive to Gilead. As the Rambam says, Hoyo vimu teres leilach hazman, eini bobo ze lidvar mirshe. As a matter of fact, Rishenim point out, Ligabi Baal Bishti Nido, Shenim Achenim pointed out, it's a very important principle. On one hand, we find that the Chachomim were more machmir towards the Baal in his relationship with his wife who is Nido. For example, a Baal, when his wife is Nido, is not only forbidden to have physical contact with the Ishti Nido, even when it's not derech taiv. But even I mean to be meishit without physical contact, just to give the cause without touching him, so not allowed, not allowed. But so that's the chivus around for. The Ramo in Ebenezer pastens like the Rashbo. The Rashbo is asked, so how I mean all the Israel, the Yehudim sharing, they go to his store and then they accept change from a woman who might be an Ishishish, and there is physical contact, and no one even says that that's also. So the Rashbo answers that the Chachomim only assert all these kiruvim, and they enacted all these achokes dafke in respect to Baal b'ishtinido. But Baal b'nido acheres, even ishishish, so the Chachomim didn't assert achokes. Didn't assert achokes. So we find that the Chachomim were more machmir ligabe certain achokes by Baal b'ishtinido than by another Ervo, even more than by Ishishish, so there are no achokes of Leyeshik Miyodo and so on and these things. And by Baal b'ishtinido there is. Why? Because Libi Gazbo, because he's accustomed to be intimate with her all the time. So in Mele, the Chachomim Mocheshish, that these kind of associations, even though they have no erratic motive, so might Chas V'Sholem little mirsh sometimes. So we see that by Baal B'Shinido we are Cheshish Mo, we are more Machmir. On the other hand, we find certain code about this in Yidon. Suga Vashishan, he's allowed, I mean, to be misyachet with this in Yidon, and to sleep in the same room, and so on. Only in the same bed, I mean, if it is the same bed, even if it doesn't touch, then it's also. So how come? So they say, certain things are more readily conducive to Gilu Ervo by Nido, by Baal B'Shinido, than by other Arayas. And certain things, just the other way, around Yichud. So Yichud in other women is conducive to Gilu Ervo. But Baal B'Shinido, because Sukhba Shishani, so not. Sami, the Chachomim knew exactly, I mean, what associations are more readily conducive to Gilui Ervo by Baal B'Shinido than by Shonoshim, and what associations are more readily conducive to Gilui Ervo by Shonoshim than by Baal B'Shinido. So Mele, the Rambam says here that the Tistaklus is Muta B'Shinido. And then the Raived even mentions because that is conducive to Gilel, but not in Mokim Agolu. So by Baal B'Shinido, she is Muteres Lilach Hazman. Any bully Dvarad Mirshim. Psychologically, it's not conducive to Gilel. So since psychologically it's not conducive to Gilel, so Mimili doesn't come within the love of Elisha b'nias to Mosul is sikraf l'kalis al-poso al-el b'chayel. Because Ezeo siyok sho omro teiro v'Elisha b'nias to Mosul lo is sikraf l'kalis al-poso b'chayel. But gabi shish, where psychologically it is conducive to Gileavo, so even histaklus comes within Nisa. So it doesn't mean that the Ran is chelik and the Ram. The Ran is chelik. And you'll soon see something else in the Rambam, which on the surface appears paradoxical. All right. Now, Now let's proceed in the Ran. So the Ran Shita is that the reason is why by Hishish, without recourse to the Takone of Bnei Yisroel, Shalei Bnei Yisroel, Putzes Barais, or Bnei Yisroel Hefker, so it's Yoy Val Yaveir, and Tamei Dlifon of Arumo, and Tzapir Nachir Agedah, because of Abizrai. So he says, "Uvadai shedvor meleinim de larayis mamesh el sheiva b'malav leitzikul galis halvosh ulavi larayis." Now the next piece. Im nema b'chol naaf shechol nema b'chol midecho kelim ayima chovi v'koshin shene chovi v'im teima alomo hutzrichu l'divrei rablezer v'kan halel rablezer l'dori shal yisuri shal mikro avol im tzanaf shal avosh shakolish boruch hu mikrim olehu disiv v'chol naaf shechol. In other words, Reb Lezer learns out from the posik b'chol nafshecho v'chol meidecho that he is mechuyev to be misanefesh himself for Abrizal. Why? It's a whole rosh. Yesh l'chol nishul meini chol v'gufi, yesh l'chol nishul v'chol meini, likach nema b'chol nafshecho. Why do you say? Why does Reb Lezer have to elaborate so much? B'chol nafshecho. B'shleim eligabim meini chol, all right. But chol nafshecho certainly means your life. So doesn't it mean that you have to give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean? Let's say in case of Enes Abedizore, he has to give up his life. Why does he have to elaborate? Yesh l'chodom shel minchov gufe. Why does he have to be marich? Yesh l'ima le'afukim mit Rabbi Yishmael. Yom ha'ashal kolon ha'im ev'chai ben v'lishiyom ben. Because Rabbi Yishmael in Misachas Abedizore says, the Tiv Mavizor Bitzine, if an Anos forces a Jew, Bitzine, to be with Avizor, otherwise he'll be killed. So it's Yave Val Yore, it can only be Faresia, by Avizor. So it's Yore Val Yave. But Bitzine, even by Avizor, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so it's Yave Val Yore. So, in other words, that the Chai Ben Vilishi Omus Ben applies to Avizor as well. U Avizor Nam Vitzin Yave Val Yorei U Fares Ye Yorei Val Yave Mlisechal Lashim Kochim Dashim Sev Nisroi Vial Finoi Kidi Yisem Firkim Amidin. Because with Fares Ye there is Chil Hashem, but Vitzin there is no Chil Hashem, so we apply the Aloche of the Chai Ben Ligabe Avizor too. U Didei Kro. So then the question arises, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the posik? Be after Hashem Rekecho, be chol ivovcho v'chol nafshecho, with all your life. Doesn't that imply that you have to give up your life? If not for Abizores, for what will you give up your life? Abizore, that's the most basic Avera b'Nodol Mamoki, Abizore. Ul di dei kro de va after Hashem lo imashmali shim sa nafshi b'avuzo shakurish bohu. So according to Mishmoel, v'chol nafshecho doesn't mean you have to give up your life. It means you have to love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your, it's translated, meidecho, in the sense all your might, I don't know. But here the Gemara says, meidecho means all your momen. Maybe momen is a person's might. So that might be a correct translation with all your might. So that's what it means, according to Rabbi Shmuel. The way it's translated, with the cholivofcho, with your whole soul, you have to love God. So lafukim with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer says no. The pshat is not just with all your soul. That too is implicit in the chol nafshecho, but it's also implicit in the chol nafshecho. You have to give up your life. Ul di dei kodu after Hashem loy mashmali shim snasha v'shakish bochol shi'ah v'yisei v'cholei v'chol nefesh v'chol meidei kim shekosov asher shov v'lad Hashem v'chol ivovei u'v'chol nafshe v'chol nafshe. I think it's mentioned in Melachim Chav Gimel, in Melachim Beis, Chav Gimel, in connection with Yeshiyo HaMelech, I think so. Ulafukim mit Rabbi Yishmael, Maizah al-Braisid Rabbi Lezer. דילו רבי שמואל קשלי מידי. אלו, אורך לקרוא, אבל רב לזה לקשלי, על ממש משכיבי ליטי נפשי ומידי, ואבוס יצא רבי שבורך. So then it means, ואף שאני אקח בכל לבופכו, you should love the God with all your heart and with your whole life and with all your money. So why does he mention with all your money? Isn't it mean all your life? More of a sacrifice than all your money? So the reality is there are certain people who to whom momeni is chivol chivol miguv. שוחק ומשמוח הקשלי ימר החוביב וקולשקן שאין החוביב ואין את הימא דימאפקה מקרוד ואהפתן והבזור ברכות ולא ימאת מלא בכל המצווה שקידומן הוא אבוס יש הקודש ברוך הוא הימא תימא קידן דמקרו אחד מייקיר דהיינה וחי בהם ולשיומוס בהם ומקרו אחד מחמיר דהיינה ואהפתו מסתבר להוק מקרוד וחי בהם בכל המצווה סקולון וקרוד ואהפתו בביזור ברכות, שכל הכיפה בו כמידי בכל התירי כולי, ובו תולו עיקר אבוסי של הקודש בו. In other words, the Ran was bothered by a certain kashi, and it's remarkable, because it's the Ran Lishitose. The Ramo in Yeradeye, Simen Kufin Zayen, that's the Simen that discusses the dinim of Yoy Voyaver, so the Ramo says, that Anshor Averes, if an Anos forces a Jew, to be treated, to be veiled, to be Michal Shabbos, any Yisya. Other than Avizorik L'Reish Rosdomim, so it's Yavav L'Yorik. But suppose an Anos comes to the Jew and he says, listen, you're a millionaire, I want you to write out a check in $1 million. And he possesses only $1 million. He's not a billionaire, he's only a millionaire. So, otherwise, he says to him, you be Michal Shabbos, or you eat Nivele. Otherwise, I'll force you to write out a check in the amount of $1 million. So the halacha is, he has to bring the sacrifice and write out a check of $1 million, all his money, and remain penniless in order not to be Michal Shabbos, in order not to eat treif. Not a natu it nevele, any isa the rice. Any isa the rice. Because only pikoach nefesh is deiche. But pikoach momen is not deiche kolatire kolei. There are certain people who think that pikoach momen is also deiche kolatire kolei. I mean, you can kill people also because of pikoach momen. No, pikoach momen is not deiche any isa. It's not deiche any isa. So the question is, after all, that same posik says, so that's a run. There are more in Simen Kufin Zayin Yeradeye Paskens, and it's a run. So the question arises, it arose in the run's mind. After all, the halacha of giving away all your money for the Rebbein Shalilot is mentioned in the posik of the Hafta. All your money. And the halacha that you have to give up your life for the Rebbeinu Shalom is also mentioned as important. How is it that in so far as the requirement, the obligation of giving up your life for the Rebbeinu Shalom, so it is limited only to Avodah Zarah, not to Shorei Zarah. In so far as the obligation of giving up all your money for the Rebbeinu Shalom is concerned, so that applies to any Nadav Kavizar, Shabbos, Nebile, Treife, Shatnes, everything, every Isa. It's a kash. So the Ran says, because in respect to Cholmei Decho, we have no stira between two psuk. We have no stira. Mashenke, if we, some male, we say, Cholmei Decho, Cholmei Mencho, even though it's Momeni Chobi Volv Nugufei, he's still, and he's a billionaire, and an anus forces him either to eat nevele or to give up his $1 billion, so he has to give up the $1 billion. Chol meidach. But insofar as Bechol Nafshecho is concerned, that's only in respect of Bezorah. Why? Because if we were to assume that Bechol Nafshecho also applies to Isurim, so then it would be in conflict with the other Zeres HaKosuv of Bechai Ben Bechayam Uvet. So in order to resolve that conflict, to harmonize the halacha of Bechol Nafshecho with the halacha of Bechai Ben Bechayam Uvet, we have to limit the Bechol Nafshecho to Avdizore and the Bechai Ben to other Isurim. Mashein came vis-a-vis the Chom Yidecho, there is no conflict. So Mele, we apply it to all Yisurim, because the Torah says, you have to love the Rebbeinu Shalom with all your mamein. So that means, how do you love the Rebbeinu Shalom with all your mamein? By giving up all your mamein, $1 billion, for the Rebbeinu Shalom, rather than to do any Issa of it all. As long as the Issa will become Vasei, but the Shevaltai says, so we're not mechuyev to spend the Himra. This is the Pshat in the Ram. Hayne taine kiven mi koech od meikol dain ve chaybem vo shiomus ben. U mi koech od mach mi dain ve afto, is tabrele ikme, kod ve chaybem ve chol amitzes kulon. U kod ve hafto, ba vizor bukhut, she kol akeitam vo kemeli ve chol atire kule. U bo tolu ikera avos ish rakodish bo. חוץ מהבדיזורי פילערי שחזומים. שימי מלאי לאודו מעביר על אחס מאילו יתהורי, יהורי כבל יעבר. וכמיין ריצח ליצונה רמרוסו. שים ללמדנו פטורי נס. Why is it necessary to give the marshal או קיוק מישל ראיו? כבר אמרו לנער לססדור. And that's very understandable. אלא, לבוא הכוסוף. אלא להקי שניהם, זה לא זה, דיניל מיד כל אחד מחברי, והרצח נראה בו ללמד ונמצא לומד, ואורי כמה, כשרצח כנער או שניהם שובים, וכל אחד אנו למדים מחברי, כמו שנאמר, והויו כעם כיקן, מה כשרצח ונער אמרוסו, מה נער אמרוסו נתנלצל בנפשי, תכסיבי משיע לו, הו יש לו משיע ישענו בכל דבר שיוכל אישיו, אף רצח נתלצל בנפשי, ומה כשנרם רוסו רצח, מה רצח יורי כבר יעבר, אף נרם רוסו תהורי כבר תעבר, זו יגרס עשר אף רבל וססזל, והרב רבי נזרח יעלי וזל, כוסף שנוסח זו משובש עשי, שלא יאמרו בי אישו תהורי כבר תעבר, כי דאמרים לו מפירק בן צעיר אומר ואיס תפר אס יאווה אומר רבי אס תקר כאילו מויסו כי לא ימד לו יעבד מייסה רוב אומר אנו אסס משענה ואף כאן ידי אבי ידי רוב אלה כלימים התורי ולטאביר בנער אמרוסו די סביר עלי לרב נזרחיה So in other words, what is רב נזרחיה? עלי ויסי that this girl said נער אמרוסו תהוי ולטאביר is a girsa mishubeshes. Because according to that girsa, it's mashma that even the isho is mechuyeves to be misanefesh herself, not to be veran the isar of arayes. And that's not so. The gula arayes, koreiche din anochim ischavin lahavir, elo lano esatmei, leamrinon tihorek, di imise maiko mishane rove, דנו אסעץ מישענה, דו אסתר גלערי אסבוי, אם משום דה אסתר איש אישו איסו, כדער שינון לי כוחמוד החי לא ליבס, אל תקרו ליבס אל ליבייס, ואם משום דיקו עברו עליו לא יצחתם בה. מין דאמני חידושים יהיה, and it's important to go over every word in order to preclude, you know, the mixture of ignorance in basic halachas. You'll find, I'm sorry that I'm going to use such a sharp expression, stupid people who consider themselves learned, who say to have a relationship with the goyeh is only nisar rabbanon. I mean, that's, I couldn't conceive in my remotest imagination a more stupid remark. So when it is mentioned by an Amhoretz, who knows his Amhoretz aright, so it's tolerable. But when it's mentioned by someone who considers himself a lumpen, it's intolerable. There is a limit to tolerance to them. There's a limit. Why? Because they don't learn Gemore, you know, in a basic way. The basic way to learn Gemore and to learn Poskim is first to go over the Pesukim, the Torah. You can't learn Gemore without, you can't learn Bava Kame without going over first Mishpatim with every word of Rashi. It's impossible. If somebody learns Bava Kame without going over Mishpatim with every word of Rashi, he'll remain he might become a Lamdan, but he'll be a Lomdische cripple all his life. Lomdische cripple. So first you have to go over the Pesukim, the Torah, and then the Gemara with the Gesheni, and then the Rambam, and then the Shulchan Aruch, and then you can look up Ramesh Feinstein's Tshuves and everything. But if you want to pass Kenshailes by looking up Ramesh Feinstein's Tshuves, how will you be able to understand what Ramesh Feinstein says? You have to have a Yidi in Shas in order to understand what Ramesh Feinstein says. So then it will only misrepresent Ramesh Feinstein's Tshuves. So that's the only way. So here, he says, the Baal Moya says, so he says that we cannot be geiris, af naram rosa tehori valtave, because that girse would imply that the naram rosa, if, let's say, the anus wants to rape her, and he says to her, if you resist and you fight back, you scream, I'll kill you. So then she has to resist, even though it will be at the expense of being killed by the anus. And that's not so. So first he mentions l'anus atzmei, then he'll mention karkailo. Why? Because Abaye gives the teretz of karkailo, and Rove gives the teretz hanus atzmei sham. And so the, and Rove, of course, the aloch is like Rove. So there is a machlekes reshenim, whether there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove or not. Some reshenim say that maro marochel litlig, and some reshenim say no. There is a machlekes. Abaye says that by karka ilom there is no yorig val yaver, but by mischam lan resatzme there is yorig val yaver, and Rove says the reverse. By mischam lan resatzme there is no Yorig Al Yaver, but by Karka Ilom, Mischam L'Avirei, there is Yorig Al Yaver. So mainly he mentions Hanus Atzmei, that is mentioned by Rove. And whenever there is a machlek between Abaye and Rove, except in Yalke Gam, so the Aloche is like Rove. The Aloche is like Rove. So mainly he mentions Hanus Atzmei. So he says, since the Gemara is the Kashi, West of Hares Yaveh, and then Rav gives the Teretz, Hanos Atzmei Shane, and Esther was an Ishishish, so it involved the Isar of Gila Arayes, and still Hanos Atzmei is Muter, so maybe we cannot be Geiris, Muter, I mean, Bimokimenes, so maybe we cannot be Geiris, Afnaram Rosso, Tihori, Malta. בשביל רב נדרח יזל, בגלל הרייס, כל איכה, דין אנוכים ישחבים לאוויר, לנו יש עצמי, לאמרין אונתי הורג. דין מי זה מייקו משן רובי, לנו יש עצמי שענה, דו אסתר גלע הרייס עבורי. אם משום דאסתר יש אישי שויסו, כי דרשינון לכוח המוד חי לא לבאס, אל תקחו לבאס אל לבייס, ואם משום דיקו עבור על אוויר לסיסחתם בו. ואפילו תמיד החיתם בין אסלקה, מכל מוקים הרלי כנוכי, הרבו על בס ישראל, בזנוס, דבזדיני של שם גוזרולוב, כדי יסד פרק מעמידי. All right, there are many things that require an explanation. So first he assumes, not like some Rishenim, who say that the Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't agree with the Gemara Megillah that Esther was married to Mordechai. So Esther was not an Eish Ishish. She was a Pnuyah. So it's only the Yisar of Bas Yisroel Anivelis Linochri. That's the Chorisil. The Chorisil, not Glarais. So Free says no. Why should we say that the Gemara in Sanhedrin rejects the Gemara Megillah of at Yikr? So we should assume that the Gemara in Sanhedrin does not reject the Gemara in Megillah that Esther was an Eish Ishish. And still the Gemara Agove says that inasmuch as a Hasheres was Mischav Lanu Es Atzme, so she wasn't Mechuyeves to give up her life. So it's a Raya that even by Gila Rayas, if the anus is mischav manu esatzmei, so there is no din of yoy v'yad. Then he says, even if you are going to assume that the Gemara in Sanhedrin rejects the Gemara in Yom, and Esther was not an Eish Ishish, so it's still involved in Yisar Parayis. Because Lois Ischatin also represents an Isar Parayis. Lois Ischatin also represents an Isar Parayis. And in other words, because if somebody intermarries, they are chippy. Now, so there is a machlekes in Tanoim whether the love of Lois Ischatin applies to Olumes, as Rav Shimon Yochai says, or as the Rabbonon say, that it applies only to Zayin Umesh. Lacha Gerusa. And the Rambam and most Rishonim pask like Rav Shimon B'Yochai. Why this is another question? Apparently, the Baal Moya also pasks like Rav Shimon B'Yochai. That the love of Lisati, of Lisishatim, of Bitchol, Lisitin, Lidnei, Ubinchol, Bitei Lisikach. ולסיסחתם בו, ביטחו לסיכן לבני, וביטי לסיכח לבנכו. כי יוסי, אז בינכו מאחריי, ועובדו אלים אחרים, וכורו, אבל השם בוכם, וישמיתכו מהיר. So the Baal HaMoyer also passes like Rav Shimon B'Yochai, that the love of לסיסחתם applies to all humans, big use. So when somebody intermarries, he's chayv malkus. So that love, you could say, so some Rishonim say, the love of Lishchatin is like Shorisorim, is like Nevele, Treif, Shabbos. It's not a rice, because after all, there is no Chiyuv Kores for it. In the case of a Bas Yisroel who marries a Goy, you see, there is no Chiyuv Kores. So Nevele is not a rice, but the Baal HaMoyer Shiti is Kores or no Kores. Inasmuch as there is no tfisis duchi in Igoye, or the other way, in a Bas Yisroel by Igoye, there is no tfisis duchi, so it's a rice. The criterion is not chorus. The criterion is tfisis duchi. And we discussed that in Ilchas Nida, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, that the Shalas Churis Pnei Yeshua says that by Nida, contrary to Rebbe Yosef, that by Nida there is no Yorik Bar Yaveh, by Baal Bish to Nida, even Lovi Yorel. Because inasmuch as Dushin is Davis in Anido, he mentions a Raya from Rashi and Sanhedrin, so it's not a Raya, it's an Isa. It's an Isa, of course, like Chelet, but it's not a Raya, there is no Yorgoyan. So what is the criterion? Not Chorus. Usually, Chorus goes hand in hand with Itvis as Dushin. But, let's say, by Goye or Bas Yisroel with the Goy, there is no chorus, Bas Yisrael by Goye. So according to most Rishonim, there is Kores, even Bitzine. All right, there's something else. But by Israelis who marries a Goy, so according to most Rishonim, there is no Kores. But it's a lovely Raise, and there's no Gdushi, no Tfisos Gdushi. A Goy cannot be Mikadesh, a Israelis. So Mele, it's an Israelis. So it's your Goliath. That's the Shita of the Balamaya. That even the love of Chitun is an Israel of Arais. But then you could argue, assuming the love of Chitun is Arais, but only the Chitun. So when is a Chayach, the Chitun, if it's done voluntarily? But when it's, she's forced, what kind of Chitun is it? Esther was mishatten with Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus was an anos, you know. So he's holding, he was forcing her at the point of the gun every time. So Mimele, gun or something else, doesn't make any difference. So Mimele, but that's not chitun. So Mimele doesn't come within the love of Lizis Chatten, but since he's the Achiz. So this is what he says. I'm sorry that I'm taking so much time, but it's important, you know. It's important. Oh. V'im ishm dikor v'ra lav l'yis chaten bei, so it's a rayas. V'afil u'teime d'chiten bein es leke. And even if you are going to say, it's not a chiten, because it was the achines, mikol mokim havaliki nochi, halbol bas yisroel biznuz, di bizdini shel sheim gozru olof. So it's still a rise because with Dini Shalshim goes. So of course the Kashi is raised against Baramoya, so it's the Rabbono, with Dini Shalshim. But there is a tasteless, a shite of tasteless. In tasteless there are two shites, two Rishonim. But there is a tasteless, a shite of tasteless in Dushin, that Dafayim Vov, because how do we know Bezdini Shalshein Gozro al Bas Yisroel Hanivelles Linochi Bas Yisroel Hanivelles Linochi? How do we know? Because of the parashe in Vayeshev in Chumash Bereishis, the Gabitomo Hoitziuo Visisoel Visisoel. It's not like Sosa, she did something wrongful, Tomo, because he thought that she was Mizane. He didn't know that she was Mizane with him. So he assumed she was Mizane with Inochri. She was horror from Inochri. So Bezdin Shalshim goes. So Tesis says, since it's mentioned in the Torah, so Mele it has a din of the Reis. True that Bezdini shall shame, that was before Matan Torah, so there were no Yisurim as yet, but, and Bezdini shall shame, so they were enacted that the Bas Yisroel is not allowed to have relations with Enoch, before Matan Torah. I saw in the Ksovim, I mean, I don't know whether it was printed, I saw it, I don't know, maybe 40 years ago, while Rav Elul was alive. So Rav Michal Feinstein showed me the Ksovim of Rav Elul and Chumash. And Rav Elul says that it's a raya, that there was an union of Gerus before Matan Torah too. One could say, Gerus is only Shayach after Matan Torah. But before Matan Torah, assuming that the office had the din of Yisrael, or as the Ramban says, but Gerus is not Shayach. Because they were not mechuyev in the Torah as yet. So they were only chayev in the Mitzvah Meneach. So how is the child girls? So we see from this, Bezdini Shalshim Gozro, Bas Yisroel Hanivelles Linochi. So Hanivelles Linochi. And so there is such a thing as Yisroel, Bas Yisroel and Nochi, but it was formed in Torah. So apparently, Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libris, and Avraham Avinu had special mitzvahs, Milen had special mitzvahs, so Menele, there was an union of Geos also. How did Toma become a Bas Yisrael? She was not a descendant of Bris Avraham. The answer is she was Mizgaya. So then, so Menele, there's an union of Geos. So Teisve Shite, Teisus mentions the Loshin, in Daf Ayin Hei, it's two Lishenes in Deis. Daf Ayin Hei in Gdushin, that inasmuch as the Bezdin Shel Shein is mentioned in the Torah, so it has a din of the Raise. So it's like a Nisa Resi. It's not a Nisa Lav, but it's a Nisa Resi. So Miller, apparently the Balamoyer agrees with that Loshin in Teisves, that I inhale the base, that Bezdini Shel Shein is a Nisar Reis, but it's only a Nisar Reis, it is, it's not love, there is no Malkus, it's only a Nisar Reis, which is sealed, it's solid. So it's like a Nisar Reis. There is no Malkus, but a Reis it is. Since Dushin is not Eifes, so Mele, that Isar is considered a Nisar Reis. And you cannot ask, a Nisar Reis and a Reis? I mean, so what? Need a minute. Bas Yisroel Anivelez Linochi, Dushin is not Epes, it's only a Nisar Ese, but it has the Chima of a Nisar of Glarais, that's the Sheet of Valamoya. It's not difficult.
They say the base of Shiva Aver.
Yeah.
Did they mean like later on?
There
was something
different
because there weren't Avram wasn't around
in
the time of shame until Eber finally was.
What do you mean Avram wasn't around? Eber lived many years. Yaakov studied Bismet Rosh Hashanah Eber. So.
So in other words, does he specifically say to anyone to see of Abraham at that time?
What?
There weren't yet, you know, we had Yaakov right around the end of the time of Abraham.
Yeah.
So then you make it, is there right then for Yaakov?
No, I mean, it continued for many years.
Yeah.
Eber was a Shein Aparshat Shalach Eber.
Yeah.
So Eber was a great grandson of Shein. And he lived many years. So then, in the time of Yaakov, there was the Bismet Rosh Shel Shein Ve'Eber. So probably in those days, they made the Gzeire of Bas Yisroel Hanivelis Lenochi. But since the Torah mentioned it, so that means the Torah incorporated it into its own laws. So it's a Nisar Ese. So Mele, since it's a Nisar Ese, Teisve says so. I'm not the one who's saying it. So Mele, it has an Echimer of Isar Arayas, so it's Yorgol Yaveh. It's Yorgol Yaveh. So he says, Oi. Mikol mokim afilu teime dechitin beines leke, mikol mokim havele, kinochi albao bas Yisroel biznus, di bezdin shal shem gozro alop, ki di isa vifirikim amidim. V'achirim kosvu, di lesa. That's the Balamoyash. And still the Gemara says, Rove says, that Esther did not have to give up a life, so it's a raya that even by Yisar Arayas, when the Anos is Mishav Lano Yisatzme, so there is no din of Yehoi Boyak. V'achirim kosvu de lesa, v'chiyo marov Anos Yisatzme shane, hanim ilibishom mitzve, shedinam bitzino, יאבר ועל יורג ולא ימרינון יורג ועל יאבר ובפרסיה משום נדשתי בשביל בני ישראל ובהנה אמר עובד יכול שאנוכי מסחם לנו עשה עצמי לקח להשם והיל קראתי בפרסיה יאבר ועל יורג אבל בשול יש מיסטי סכום וסלו שנתנה חיימה שבוהן חיימה שבן אמרו שאפל בציני יורג ועל יאבר לנו עשה עצמי נעמי יורג ועל יאבר להעדיף לנו אסעץ ממציני, וספיר לרובד אסתר לבי שישי שבוי דילס לרובד רושד על תקחו לבאסר לבייס. So the other Rishayim, most Rishayim אחרי כאן, on the Balamoya, שידי. And they say that by Arayas, ממש, so there is Yorg or Yavir, even Mishram לנו אסעצמי. And when does the Gemara say Esther Shane Mishum Nischam Hashverish? Was Nischam Anes Atzmei? Because Rove rejects the Gemara Megillah of that Esther was married to Mordechai. Sure, she was not an Ishishish. So what kind of an Issa did it involve? The Issa of Bas Yisrael, Hanivelis Linochi. So that comes within the love the Raise of Luis Ischatin Shoy Soy. And we cannot say that inasmuch as Dushni is not Tefes, so merely it's in Israel's. Because if the Torah had said that it's Osir because Dushni is not Tefes, then we could say it's a rise. But the Torah doesn't say it's Osir because Dushni is not Tefes. The love of Lishatin only applies the Achit, but not the Arznus. If it had been based upon the fact that Dushni is not Tefes, so even the Arznus, the love of Lishatin should apply. So it's Chitni Zosa, not because Dushni is not Tefes. It's two separate things. Dushni is not Tefes, but the reason is why it's Osa is because it's Osa, not because Dushni is not Tefes. So Melo, he cannot say it's a Nisarayas, so it's like Nevela Trefer Lishatin. So there is no Yorg Valyavir. And then, since it was the Achines, so it's not even Chitin. Not even Chitin. And the Isa. Oh, only. Usfir li rovid es lavi shishis avoy. Di les li rovid roshid al tikho li basel li bayis. Ug, des de Ramban, de achirim des de Ramban. Ug zir as bezn shol shein, lo in mikri gila arayes. Vei di raye, di bishol es avires. Oh, in other words, he doesn't say, it's not in Isad Raise. He says, he could, if the Ram, the achirim shit had been, if the Ram shit, so, I mean, the Ram mentions the Achir. So, had been that it's only Nisad Rabbanon. So he should say, how can it be a Rais when it's only Nisad Rabbanon? He says, in other words, we can even assume, like the Balamoya, like the Loshin in Teisves, in Gdushin da Feinhei, that the Tziyu of Isisorei has the level of a Rais. Because, true best initial shame. But the Torah mentioned it, so that means the Torah. The Torah incorporated it into its laws. So mainly it has a din of the rayas, seven isaras, but it's not a rayas. So it's like a mitzri vadein, it's an isaras. They're shlishi yovilem bikala dishem, but mitzrishin itin sheni, mitzrishini, or adem rishin adem sheni, is also lovi bikala shem. So that's a rayas. It's a Nisarese. So this is also a Nisarese. And then they are ashamed of all that it's not even made a reis, all right? But here the Ram doesn't mention it. Lemik regular reis. Vei viyo reyem. Di bishol shavir es halolo atel. Ano es atmi yoy bal yaver. Mid amrinam bishmaitim bichol misrapin chutz mas ha-sheiro. O bivada isha misrapin mas ha-sheiro. בשביל חילי, הרי הוא כאן הוא עצמי, שהרי ניסים להעביר, ואמרים, נמי גבי גלה רייס, בסי בן סיריה, בייסי של ליבל תינו, יום וסבלתי בו אליי, ואף על פי שלו עם משחד מלענו עושה, ואמרים, נמי פרק עם הכיפורים, וברושי יריחו, מאכילי נעיסו, עד שתושוק נפשו, שאין לכו דובר שאימי בפני פיקוח נפש, אלא ויזורג לרייס וזדומים, משמע, die bechai gavne gimo aviris halolu in di lifnei pikach nefesh afo pi shein zele avi. So he mentions strong rights. How can the Baal Moya say that even by a rayis mamish? So if it's mischam la no es atzme, it's yorig val yaveir. But, the Gemara says, and the Baal HaMoyer himself mentions that Gemara, that Bishleim Limando Amari Shishi Soiso Shapu. So the Baal HaMoyer himself agrees with the Rishenim, not like the Yachavis Yoya, that when do we have to have recourse to the Takone of Leibnes Yisroel Putzis Barayis, or the Takone of Leibnes Yisroel Hefker, only a liberty mandoma of Nuriso, but But Ali Mandomar is a sheesh, so Mikra Digine, it's your Varyaber. Even in respect to Tamil from Varumo, and even in respect to Tisapa Rimim Achiri Ageder. Achiri Ageder. Ageder. But the question is, that's Abizrai. The Baba Moyer agrees with the Shita of Abizrai. It's Mashmah like that. It's your Varyaber. But according to Baba Moyer's own Shite, that by Mishavo Anoes Atzme, even by Arayes Mamesh, so it's Yavav Al Yorik. So why did the Chachonim say Yomus Valti Boile? He was Mishavim Lanois Atzim. It's a strong cash. And then the Gemara says Gabi Chile. So a Chile can be Mishavim with all Yisurim. Yes, it's Nevele, yes, Nevele, yes, it's Chile, yes, it's Chile, yes, a Chile, yes, a Kone, except Avizorik Larayish Chizdomim, as a Sheironat, as a Sheironat. So, he cannot use as a shield to save his life. But there it's also mischavan esatzmei, why? He's mischavin to behavior and the iser of lisovit evil bisecho, of lidobig yotchum nacherem, he's mischavin to save his life. Still it's also, it's a very strong rai. So what is the teretz? So as a matter of fact, I don't know whether I will have enough time to go over the whole Milchame in Sanhedrin. I don't know. I have great doubts. It's already 12 o'clock. So that we can see from the Ramban's rebuttal that the Ramban himself understood what the Balamoyer's teretz is, because he rebutted it. And the Meiri also says that. So the Meiri says, The Miri says, it would be good if we had the Miri in Sanhedrin, all right, but I'll have to rely on my memory, because AC is Machimes, you know, when you look inside, so you see every word, all right. So the Miri says briefly that the Balamoyer, in the Miri agrees with the Balamoyer Shiti. He's one Rishi who accepts Ramesh, like this whole Rishenim, most Rishenim, Lachlapochas, reject the Balamoya Shite. But the Miri accepts the Balamoya Shite, that by Arayas Mamesh, it's in Mishchan Lanois Atzme, it's Yavav Al Yorik. But the question is, Yomus Valti Boyle? So the answer is, and that's the answer the Teretz the Balamoyer will give. The answer is because, the Miri doesn't say exactly that, but basically it's the same Teretz, that there is a difference between Chile and Anosit. When does the Balamoyer say that by Mischav Lanu Es Atzmei, Mischav Lanu Es Atzmei, so it's Yavav Al Yorik, even by Arayas, Mamesh, that's Bimokimenes. But where it's not Bimokimenes, but it's a Kolis Nefoshes because of Chili, then by Arayas, it's Yoy Bal Yavir, even Mishavon and Lesat. That's the gist of the Teretz. But there might be variations in the Teretz. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is like this. Now, the Rambam Rambam in Pirkei Milchas Yisrei Atero Halacha Dalet says as follows: כל מי שנאמר ביבר ועל יהוריק ונרג וליובר, הרי זה מסחר בנפשי. וכל מי שנאמר ביהוריק ועל יעביר ונרג וליובר, הרי זה קידש יש השם. ואם הוא בעשור מישראל, הרי זה קידש יש השם ברבים. תידוניר, חנניה משויל בזריה, ורב עקיבא וחברוב, ואלו הן הרוגי מלכוס, שאין מיילו על מלוסון, ועליה נאמר כי הולכו הרגנו כל היין, נחשבנו קיצין טיפחו, ועליה נאמר איסלו לחסידי קרסי פריסי על איזבח, וכל מי שנאמר בו יאורג מליאב ואביובה ולנהרג, הרי זה מחלס השם, ואם הוא בעשור מישראל, הרי זה חילס השם ברבים, וביטל מתססה, שהקידוש השם, ויעובר על מיצס ליסה שיחיל להשם. So in other words, one who has to be misnefesh himself, let's say for a vizorik la reise shechil vami, and he doesn't, so then he has a big aveir. But does he get an enesh? Does he get mise? Does he get malkes? Ve'afalpin, does he get kores? Ve'afalpikein, ipni shoba beines, ein malkin eisei, ve'imim, ואין צורכוי מר שמיס נסי בזדין, אפילו הועד בינס, שאין מלכין וממיסין אל עבר בצייני, ובעדים ובעשרוי, שנאמר בנסי מזר אל המלך, ונוסעתי אני אספוני באיש ההוא, מפי השמי אלומדו ההוא לא יונוס ולא ישייק ולא ימותה, ומה אם אביר סככוב אם שיח מורו מן הקהיל, הוי ודאי סובינס, אין חייב קורס ואין צורכוי מר מסוס בזדין, קלווחים בלישון מצוס המורס בתאירו, ובערי ישועי מבל הנער ליססי דובו. So the Rambam says, that even by the three Averis, that הלוך is יורג, אבל יעביר, suppose, he doesn't comply with that ניסויין, and he's not מסנפש himself. So he's part of one, because the nono sees, even though he didn't act כדין, but the nono sees, and a nonus is part of manch. A nonus is part of manch. You know, and there is a tshuva in the Rivosh, the Gabi the Anusim. The Gabi Anusim, let's say, there are a number of Jews who remained in Sforad, you know. And Bitzine, they practiced Yagus, but the Faresia, they did everything that that Tochtamadi Machshmei wanted them to do, you see. So they are kosher leaders, the Rebosh says. Even though they acted shalei kedin, and they were even avizore, I mean, they went to church there, I mean, because otherwise they would have been killed. But anusim they are. So that's based upon the Shittas Rambam, that even by the three averes, that it's yoreg, well, yaveir, but it's part of onshi, and it's not even a rosh. It's not even a rosh, because he's an onus. Is an honest. Now, the question is this. So, what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? That if an honest forced a Jew to be either a vizor, or to be gala arise, or even if he forced him to kill, so he had to give up his life, but he didn't give up his life. So he's potter of onji. So the same thing should apply to a chayil. To your chayil, let's say somebody is sick, he has leukemia, and he has to have a blood transfusion. If he will not get a blood transfusion, so he'll die. But he has to get his type blood. So there is one person, his relatives don't have his type blood. I mean, well, his relatives do have his type blood, but they're not available, the relatives. So, but there is one person who has his type blood, but he doesn't want to that blood should be drawn out of him, because if the blood is drawn out from him, he's also sick, so then he'll die. So of course it's Yom Yaveh, so we tell him, you can draw out any blood from Mr. X, because if you draw out the blood, the pint of blood from Mr. X is a sick person. He will die. it's your goyave. But, you know, he doesn't, he's not motivated by the concept of my chazis. So the person who is afflicted with leukemia, he's a doctor himself. So he goes and he draws out the blood, a pint of blood from that sick person, and that person dies. So he should be part of this investment. Just as in the case of Anosi. So let's see what the Rambam says in Pirkei Milchas. He said, "Atir alochevo ki inyan shomru beyonsin ka chomru b'chaloyim keitzad." You see, when I mention these examples, don't think that it's my imagination, because in the newspapers I read of such stories. Everything happens, you know. Keitzad mishecholo v'notolomus ויאמרו הרייפים שרפו עושי בדבר פלנים איסורים שבתירו איסין ומסרפים בכל איסורים שבתירו במוקים סקונה חוץ מעבדס כחובים בגלל רייס ושפיכוס דומים שאפילו במוקים סקונה הם מסרפים בהם. So what do you expect the Rambam should say? במולה ומסרפי פוטר לפני שהוא אונס. Just as the Rambam said in connection with Anosim. So then the Rambam concludes, Vimova Venis Rape, Enshinesi Bezne Sharore. So it's Chayav in English. But the Rambam said by Anosim, that even though it's Yoival Yaveh, but Ova Vene Arag, is Potter of Anshin. Is Potter of Anshin. Why is he Potter of Anshin? Because anonymous he is. So by Chelim is also anonymous. How is it that Rambam distinguishes between Onsin and Chelim? So the Yad HaMelech, there is a Sefer on the Rambam Yad HaMelech, a very good Sefer. And the Yosameach, they both say the same thing, that when does he have a din of anonymous? Only when there is a Maiseis. When there's a Maiseis, when the Anos tells him, listen, you kill this person, otherwise we'll kill you. So there is coercion. There is actual coercion. But when somebody is a chele, he needs blood of a certain type. No one forces him to draw out the blood from Mr. X, who is a sick person. So, but he does it in order to save his life, then there is no maiseinus, he's not honest. But by shori surim shebeteiro, there is aloha v'chai ben v'lishi yomuz ben, p'kach nefesh is deiche. So yes maiseinus, no maiseinus, what difference does it make? It's indispensable for his life. So maybe it's muta. But shvichos domin, so chai ben doesn't apply to shvichos domin. Some mele, but some mele, he's chayv and inish also. But in case of anosim, true that the aloha of the chayven doesn't apply. But there is aloha of anus chachmone patre. But by chile, he's not an anus. When does he have a din of anus? When there is a maizenis. But when a person does something in order to save his life, then it's not a maisei, then it doesn't have a din of anus. Now, that's another shaila. Now, let's discuss that question in another area. If an ishishish is mizami, so she's a soul about vihi loy nitfiso, ho nitfiso aso, but suppose an ishishish soil is raped, then she tells about even if she's Kayan, the Asura Baila, because she becomes a Zaina. She becomes a Zaina, but an Ishis is royal. So then, if she's raped, she's Matasla Baila. What does rape mean? Rape means if Imamish rapes her, he doesn't even give her a chance to give up her life. Or suppose, there's the Gemara Blitish Ludaini Shore. Suppose he gives her a chance, you know, to avoid being raped, but then it means that she will be killed. And she doesn't submit to death because she's forced. So then she's Mutaras Labai. Then she's Mutaras Labai. That's a situation where the Anus, the rapist, comes to her and says, if you scream, if you fight me, so then I'll kill you. And she doesn't fight him back. So she's Mutaras Labai. She's Mutaras Labai. Unfortunately, in New York, there are a number of cases like this. I mean, that happened. In Williamsburg, in Borough Park, I mean, it's terrible things that happen. So she's Mutaras Labai. But suppose an Eishes Yisrael is taken captive by Anosi because she committed a wrong against them. She committed a wrong against them. Now, let's see the Mishnah in Ksuvos. Mishne da Chobova Mubeis in Subis. Ho Isho Shenelbi Shobidei with Gehobi. Al di Mummy Muteres Lebairo. Al di Anefoshes Asur Lebairo. Asur Lebairo. Al di Mummy, the Rashi says, Al di Mummy Muteres Lebairo, di Mirtise, we have seed Mamenon, Veinon Mafkirinis. Al di Nefoshes, Shohoison Dinis Lomus, Asur Lebairo. The hail vinea gimino hefker shkishin shemon is ratso beachod mehen. Now look in the thesis. Valdini foshes a sole bailo, like Rashi, haine a filoli bailo Yisrael, the chashinon shemon is ratis, kidilinze chain shaloye argeno, dili balo kain koma, vasuro shemon enso, imkin havel the name a sole kune. Elevadai afilu bailo Yisroel aso. Bailo Yisroel aso. So that is Rashi Shita and Teza Shita. That if a woman, an Ishishish, was taken captive by Evdik Chovim because of Momain, because she owed them money, she didn't pay the money, so then we are not Chishish. You're not chayshish. Maybe she was abused and she was mizana. Because even though they're not nice people, those who took her captive, but they'll be afraid, you know, to be negevka. She only owed the money, you know. That will not be condoned by people. But if she was taken captive because she committed a crime, and she was sentenced by them to death, but then somehow she was released, she managed to be released, to escape, so then she got sore bile. Because inasmuch as in their law, so she was guilty of death, so mele, they were not afraid to abuse her and to rape her. So mele, she's a suro lebailo. So Teisa says, she's a suro even lebailo Yisrael, not only lebailo Kehen. Lebailo Kehen means, even if she's a nuso, so she's a suro. But Teisa says, that the pshat in the Mishni, she's a suro even lebailo Yisrael. Because since she expected to be executed by them, to be shot by them, so there is. It's very likely, in order to save her life, she suggested to them that she'll have relations with them. In order, you know, to not to kill her. Not to kill her. That's what Teisa says. So the Ramban is masik on Teisa. The Ramban. I mean, you can find it in Chedushi Ramban or in the Shnuku Beses and Ksuvos. I saw it in Shnuku Beses and Ksuvos. So the Ramban says, Monefshech, if the only chosha is that she suggested snus to the captor in order to save her life. So she's also a Nusra. What difference does it make whether he forces her to submit to him in snus at the point of Rigon, or it is she is at the point of Rigon anyway, for other reasons, because she stole money. So she's at the point of Rigon. And she's trying to save her life by submitting to snus. She's still an Anus. So what's the machlokes between Tesvis and Ramban? The machlokes on that question. That the Yasameach and the Yabamelach and the Yasameach say in the Rambam, that the reason is why the Rambam distinguishes between Anosim and Chelim, that in the case of Anosim, if she doesn't give up a lie, if the person is a Babylonian Harag, so he's Potter Vonshin, because an Anos, he has the Din of Anos. But in case of Chele, anciently best name is Shaole. He's not an honor, the Yosemite says, the Yaramelach says, because there's no mice in this. So Tesis Shit is also like that. Here it's also a question. V'hiloi nitviso. Ho nitviso muteres. If she's an Anuso. So she's muteres lebailo Yisrael. So when is she an Anuso? If there is a mice in this. But if the Akum wants to kill her because she stole, and she submits to snooze in order to save herself. He did not fall. He didn't try to rape her. It was her initiative, her suggestion. Even though she did it in order to save her life, she doesn't have a dinner bonus. And the Ramban is chilek. So Mele, if we say like Tesvis, so we can answer the kashe. Raised by the Ramban and the other Rishonim against the Baramoya. How can Baramoya say that even by Arayas Mamish, if the Anus is Mishavim Lanu Esatzvi, so it's not Yoreg Val Yaveir, it's Yaveir Val Yoreg, but Gemara says, Maise Be'echot Shehel Helo Li Beitino B'Yish Achas V'Yomur Chachomi Yomus Val Tiboyle, but he was Mishavim. That other mechod was mischaven lanu es atzmei. So mele. So it should be yaveh val yoreg. So the answer is no. There, it's not a question of anus. There, it's a question of chile. And the Rambam himself, according to the Yad HaMelech and the Yasameach Pshat, distinguishes between onsin and chile, that vis-a-vis abdizorig l'araish v'domin, so in respect of abdizorig l'araish v'domin, in the case of onsin, so he has a din of onus, but in the case of chile, he doesn't have a din of onus. Why? Because chile, there is no ma'ase in this. So mele the Balamoya agrees with the Ramban. You see, there are two questions. There are two matir, according to Baramoya. There is one matir of Pikach Nefesh. The matir of Pikach Nefesh is deduced from the droshe of Yichai ben Rishi Yomuz ben. Then there is another matir of Onus Chachmone Patre. The question is, does Onus Chachmone Patre only imply a Ptur of Onshi, but not, it's not a matir over the Isra, because even Beines, it's a Maisavere. He's Ptur of Onshi. So Mele, he has no heter to behave just because he's an Onus. Or Onus Chachmone Patre implies not only a Ptur of Onshi, but he's a matir. Just as Pikach Nefesh is a matir, Kolater Kule. So Onus, the fact that he's coerced, so that's also Deiche Kolatirikul. So apparently the Shita of the Balamoya here is that there are two Deiche. One Deiche is Pikach Nefesh, even if he's not a Nos. By Chile there is no, he doesn't have it in a Nos. Pikach Nefesh is Deiche Kolatirikul. And there is another Matia, there is another Deiche, Onus, is their criteria. Somebody labors under coercion, so it's there, kol yisurim shebateach. Kol yisurim shebateach. So mele, the alochet of pikuach nefesh, of v'chai ben v'leish yomuz ben, applies to all yisurim shebateach, except avizoy glaray shavadam. Avizoy glaray shavadam. So that's why, so mele, even when the chile is mischav lanu es atzme, like maise vod mecho chelo libeit tino beish achas v'omru areifim in li takone ach di boile, so he developed, you know, a mania, a sickness, and he couldn't even help himself to such an extent that he would die. So then pikuach nefesh is nadeich adisararais. If it's not Dechadisarayas, some mele, if he did cure himself through Arayas, so it's Chayim Mis. All right. Mises, so he has to have a Shloik, a Bosa Shloik. So practically, it will not be realized on a practical level. But Kores, he'll be Chayim. He's not alone. No one forced him to do it. He himself decided to save his life. I mean, he and she, I mean, by being either the Israelites, to save his life by being either the Israelites. So anciently, Bezdinish Ole. But in the case of unseen, so then there is another matia. The Aloha of Anus Rachman Patre. It's not only a Ptur of unseen, it's a matia on Isuri. It's a matter of insurance. So the aloha of onus rachmone patre applies not only to show a perish of the yom. It applies to arise also. For arise, where is the pasuk of Lanar Lissasadova mentioned? Tafke in connection with arise. So the aloha of onus rachmone patre applies to arise to. It applies to arise to, and according to Balamoyer, Onus Chachmone Patre implies a deche and a mate also. So Memele, he is muter, so it's deche the Israelites. But then you ask, but Aloch is Yorgo Yaveh? So that's not because of the Israel of Lissino. Not because of the Israel of Lissino, because of the Israel of Chil Hashem. Because of the Israel of Chil Hashem. In other words, so insofar as the Yisr of Arayis is concerned, so Ines is Deichet. But there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem by Arayis. That's the Alfuse, the Hekesh to Ritzich. So that mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is Mechuyev to the Meis Nefesh himself. If it's mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, not mitzvah Yisr Arayis per se, some mele, when is there a mechayev of Kiddush Hashem and the Nisar of Chil Hashem, if it's mischavon laver, but if it's mischavon v'satzmei, so there is no Chil Hashem. When the Anos is mischavon lavirei, then there is a Kiddush Hashem. We have to demonstrate before all the goyim that they cannot force us to abandon the Torah. But when it's mischavon v'satzmei, is the Baltaime, is Mishavano Satsme, then there is no Chiv of Kiddush Hashem and the Nisar of Chil Hashem. So it's Yaver Al Yorik. But in case of Chile, so then the Deche of Onus is Nachaya, because there is no Maisenis. Only the Deche of Pikach Nefesh does not apply to Arais. But the Deche of Onus Chachmane Patre applies to Arais. It's mentioned in the Parsha. Narali Sassidol. So the Rami say, now. Oh, vi raye. Die Bischof hat es hallo laf, es hat mir ja über ja wer. ויאמר לו, בשמיתים בכל מסרפים, חוץ מה השאירו, ובוודאי שהמסרפים מצא השאירו בשביל חילי, הרי הוא כאן עושה עצמי, שהרי ניסים להעביר, ואמרו נעם בגלל גבוה רייס בסדן סיריה, באיזה של ליבטינו, יום הוסבלתי בו אליי, ויאת על פי שלו נסחב מלא נעושה, ואמרו נעם בפרק עם הכיפורים, וברושי יריחו מאחרים ליס עד שתושף נפשו, שאין לך דובר שאין לפגח נפש, אלא אבריזור בגלל הרייס וחוס דומים, משמע לחי גב נגמו אביר הסלולו, אין די לפני פגח נפש, ואף על פי שאין זה להעביר. ואין תימא. הרי אמרו בפרק בן סיר אומר, that's the one of the rise of the Balamoya. דילויתי מאוכה, רובה סייז, הנועסץ מישענה. הנועסץ מישענה. דילויתי מאוכה, הנקפקה ודימנוקס, מנוקה, אני תוגר סויס. פירש מנימחתיס. היך מה שאומרים לו, because you see, דמרויים lived under the rule of the Persian pagans. I mean, they were identified with the Iranian, I mean, Persian. So, in the days of the Amoraim, the Iranians, the Persians, were as barbaric as today. Same thing. What's his name? The Tachshit. What? Khomeini. Khomeini. They're the same type of people. So there was a day, and they believed, you know, that two deities, I mean, two deities. So, and they worshipped the fire, I mean, so there were certain holidays by the Chovim when no one was allowed to have any candles burning. Only in their Bot Abdizor. Every fire had to burn in their Bot Abdizor. And everybody else had to stay in the dark. That was their hope. So, Mele, on those days, all the Jews in Bovel had to give up all the candles and the oils and the lamps to them. They needed everything, you know, for their churches. Their churches. Such a hawk, such a decree. So, and if not, if a Jew refused to give today the Kehovim, you know, the lamps and everything for it, to these Kehovim, so he was killed. That's all. So he was killed. So the Gemara says that the Jews in Bovel were not mechuyev to give up their life. The Goyim asked them to give all the lamps and the kvake, the menuke, and everything. So they were allowed to give. So, but the question is, should be Yorgor Yaveh? So it's a raye. Rabbi says that when his mischam lo anu es atzmei, then there is no Yorgor Yaveh. And they were not mischaving to be mavir Yisroel al-dasam. They were only mischaving for their own welfare. One welfare, spiritual welfare, but only for themselves. They needed all the fires in their own churches. So it's like Mishamu Anoisatsmi. It's Mishamu Anoisatsmi. We see from this Gemara that Mishamu Anoisatsmi doesn't mean dafke when there is a bodily anoia, let's say, like a hashverish. Even when it's an union of covet, you know, status, you know. It's also Mishamu, ego. It's also there, it was their ego, you know, it satisfied their ego that all the neiris are taken by them to be used in their churches. So it's Mishavah and Asasmi, so it's Muta. And there it's Abizor. Abizor, of course, the Jews, by giving away the neiris to the Kehovim, they were not either Abizor and Mamesh, but only Abizor. Oh, Vintimari, that's the Raya of the Baramoya. Vintimari, Omo Firben Seo Meir, Loitim Oche, Hanekwake Visimun, Kepirish Mini Machtes, Fire Pens. Heche Mashilino, how can we lend them the Edichovim? Elo Lanos Hasmishane, Almen, there it was a question of Rizore, Almed Afil Bavizore Lanas Hasmishore. That's the Raya of the Baramoya. So this is what Ramban says. Yesh Lema, Di Bashole Zu, אין איבר עולה או בלעב, שהוא מיוחד לעבוד איזורי. אלו משום שני איבר, זה נכשת, שהוא כאילו כל המצווס. und schmache kimmel an neu satzen hu, wie lecke chila Hashem, jadal an jorik. So it's very simple text. There is not even a bizrei. There is not even a bizrei, even the Rishenim who accept the Shigam bizrei. So it's only an Isser that is peculiar to Abizor. Let's say lightly, Tobi Biotum Nachirem, Visovitevel Bisecho, or the Lisha Binestumoso, Luis Sikhaf Ligalis Apostle of Chayel, so it's peculiar to Arise. But here, what did the Jews do? Let's say they won't forced. They just asked as a courtesy to give them all the fire pens. What kind of an Isa would the Jew behavior? Generally, self-refniva, because Beneach is Muzer on Avedizore. So, just as you're not allowed to help a Beneach eat Eva Menachai, so you're not allowed to help to be an accomplice in the Beneach's Avedizore. So, it's a general Isa. Whether he becomes an accomplice in a Beneach's Avedizore or in a Yisroel's Nebele, or whatever way, is Eva Refniva. So, it's a general Isa. It's not peculiar to Abizrai. So maybe it's not in Abizrai, so that's why. But, so there is an Indian of Kiddush Hashem, even on Shorabeis. But here there is no Mechayiv of Kiddush Hashem, because the Goyim were Mishamu Anos Atzmei, they were not Mishamu Laviro. Oh, Yesh Leima, Di Be'ashol Ezu, in evil will be love, she will love his arm, she will be sitting with so, she will kill the Kalam mitzvah. And she will have a man who is happy, who will like a Chil Hashem. Yav Val Yorik. But where it's Abrizore, or Abisrael Abrizore, or Glarayes, Abisrael Glarayes, Mamesh, something that is peculiar to Arayes, like the love of Felicia Mnist Mosul Sikal Gallis Apostle Lab Hayel, so then even Lanois Satsme, so it's your Yav. That's the Shite of the Rambam, Dache. The Koshek says Bela. Kidin Damrin Bahana Veir as a Khab Israel, Pirushanim Shachai. Name Yorik Val Yavir, Amailu Yahweh, Nochi Abol Bas Yisroel, Abizrayet Gilarayez, Keichaditame Vitzoyez the Kashinah.